For Princess Clary, it's Ambi Lee. A veteran contestant on VH, judge of the happiest competition on earth, and winner of the recent show Love Me, there is perhaps no one more suited than Ambi Lee to help Clary choose her final four. But what will she make of the talent so far?
Okay, so Ambi Lee, I'm so excited to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
Welcome to the X Factor.
Thank you.
We have got seven very good singers, because one person, Nani, is it Nani? Is that how you say
it? It's Nani, and that makes me so
I know. She didn't submit, so we've just got the seven people. So are you ready to help me narrow this down to my final four?
Oh my God, it's gone all the way down to four? I thought it was one down to six.
We have four each.
Wow.
Yeah, originally when we had four judges, it was going to be three each. So it's a little bit better than it was before. But
This is even more critical than I thought it was going to be.
But
I can totally help you.
And you've got to help me because, like, I'm up against, like, Dylan, and we've got to beat Dylan. Definitely.
Yeah, that's always the point, is beating Dylan.
And obviously I'd like to beat Autumn too, but I'm sort of more worried about just completely
You don't have to be worried about beating Dylan. You just have to beat Dylan. That's
okay,
it,
right? Yeah. Well, I will. I will.
Yeah. You will.
Definitely with your help, and I'm going to need it. Okay, so we're looking for people who we think are going to be adaptable, because there's lots of different genres that they're going to have to sing. And we're looking for people who we think people are going to vote for. That's a really important thing, because next week we start, well, in 2 weeks' time, people start voting. So we really need to find people who you think, would you vote for them? That's what you need to ask yourself. And that's what I will be asking.
People are kind of like charismatic and can connect to the audience.
Yes, exactly. Through their beautiful voices, hopefully.
Yes.
Okay, so the first person to submit, I think, was Read to Me. So we're going to listen to him first. Okay?
Awesome.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Whoop, whoop.
There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain goes on and on. Empty chairs at empty tables. Now my friends are dead and gone. Here they talked of revolution. Here it was they lit the flame. Here they sang about tomorrow, and tomorrow never came. From the table in the corner, they could see a world reborn. And they rose with voices ringing, and I can hear them now, the very words that they have sung became the last communion. On the lonely barricade at dawn, oh my friends, forgive me that I live and you are gone. There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain goes on and on. Phantom faces at the window. Phantom shadows on the floor. Empty chairs at empty tables. Where my friends will meet no more. Oh, my friends, don't ask me what your sacrifice was for. Empty chairs at empty tables. where my friends will sing no more.
Okay, thank you very much. Read to me. So, I think that was, I mean, we've heard Reed to me quite a few times. I mean, has he been on Happiest Competition?
Yes, he was on Happiest Competition, yeah. Season 1, and he, was he on Season 2? Yes, he was on, Season 2?
I don't know.
I don't know if he was on Season 2. He sang last night in the Immunity episode. So,
well, I should think that he's in it then.
Yeah, he is in season two.
Okay, cool. So this is somebody that both of us have heard quite a few times, which may or may not be an advantage because some of the other contestants tonight we haven't. Like, we haven't heard them sing before, apart from in the first round, obviously. So I think this was very emotional. And I think he's obviously got... He's definitely got a good voice. He can sing in tune. And I can hear things like to do with technique that I think could be improved.
Yeah, I agree there, because it at times it felt a little shaky, especially in the beginning. Like, the emotion was becoming so much for him that he was getting shaky with his voice. And
yeah,
it was not as pleasant to listen to as if it was a little bit more polished.
Yeah. And so I just wonder, because obviously technique is something that can be worked on probably more so than emotion, I think. So I think he's got that in the bag. The only thing I wonder, and obviously this is no disrespect to him whatsoever, is just the fact that he is 36, 37? I don't know exactly how old he is, but I know
somewhere up there. Yeah. I mean, his daughter is in the competition.
Exactly.
Too.
Wow.
Old man, gosh, in the competition alert.
Yeah, if they were like competing against each other, that would be terrible. Obviously, they were obviously hoping that it'll happen.
It would be an awkward dinner table to be sitting at.
Yes, it would. You beat me, no. Yeah, so I'm just thinking that because he is like 36 or 37 or however old he is, I wonder how trainable he will be. That's my only concern, I think, because he's clearly good and he can sing in tune and he's definitely got the emotion. But as far as technique goes, I think it could be improved and I think I could work with him. But I just wonder, will I struggle to sort of help him improve because he's already an established human being, you know, as well as an established singer?
So a teach an old dog new tricks kind of scenario going on.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, because I don't know how long, he may be 36, but if he's not been singing very long, it might be a bit easier. But if he's been singing for a really long time,
I know he's been singing for a very long time, but I will say this in his defense on that. I mean, I have heard him from season one of Happiest Competition on Earth and season two of Happiest Competition on Earth, and I can tell you he is trainable. He is not necessarily trainable, but he can, because I mean, I've never worked one-on-one with him personally trying to train him, but he can definitely take notes and take criticism and implement them to improve upon himself.
So,
because season one, Happiest Competition on Earth, is way different than season two of Happiest Competition.
Okay, well, that's...
Like, he's come leaps and bounds from a year ago.
Well, that's like... I'm totally glad I asked you to judge now, because you've been able to give me an insight that I definitely wouldn't have had. So, no, that's really, really good. That's definitely going to go in his favour, so... That means that he's definitely a viable candidate then. So I guess
it really just depends on what other people do tonight.
Definitely, yeah. Well, we will see. But yeah, that's good. That would have been my only real issue, is just sort of, you know, he's not as polished, but could he be more polished? Could we get him there? So that's the thing I'm going to be thinking of. So yeah. Okay, well, we will move on to the next contestant. Thank you very much again, Reed, to me. So next up, we've got somebody who's not local to the VH scene. I think he got in touch with me over StarNow, because I did an ad over starnow.co.uk. And he is Gus from Leicester. We're going to listen to him next.
Tonight it's very clear, 'cause we're both lying here. There's so many things I wanna say.
I will always love you. I will never leave you alone. Sometimes I just forget, say things I might regret. It breaks my heart to see you crying. I don't want to lose you. I could never make it alone. I am a man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero you're dreaming of. We'll live forever, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love. You'll keep me standing. You help me through it all. I'm always strong when you're beside me. I've always needed you. I could never make it alone. I am a man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero you've been dreaming of. We'll live forever, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love. Just like a knight in shining armor from a long time ago. Just in time I'll save the day. Take you to my castle far away. I am a man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero you're dreaming. Gonna live forever, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love. We'll live forever, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love. We did it all for love. We did it all for love. We did it all.
Okay, thank you, Gus from Leicester. Now, Gus is around the same age as Reed to me, so...
Really?
Yes, he is. And he's a doctor as well. I don't know what I don't know what he's a doctor of.
They're like brothers from another mother from across the ocean from each other.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. They don't sound anything alike, though.
Very I could agree with you there.
Yeah, they have a very, very different style. And I think it's a similar thing, I think, with these two, because although they sound different, I think this, I'm not sure if I liked Gus's original audition more than I liked this one. I don't know if it's because he doesn't sound so good with music or because it was a different kind of song, but I think I preferred his first audition. And because he is about the same age as Reed, I think that... there might be, because again, since we don't know him as well, we don't know if there might be any issues in sort of training him up or sort of like helping him iron out any sort of issues in his technique or anything. So,
see, I don't think it's so much an issue of technique. Like he needs techniques, but what I feel it's more an issue of is I feel like he's trying to mimic other singers that he's heard with here. Cause like the whole, he had this very, it didn't sound natural. Like the difference between hearing his speaking voice and then hearing his singing voice, it didn't sound like the same person.
Hmm.
To me.
Yeah.
Like, and it almost sounded like I got this whole kind of like Phil Collins-y mimic feel out of it.
Mm.
Like he was doing things that like I've heard Phil Collins do, and I just it was awkward to me.
Mm. I think he definitely does like a certain genre of music, and so I because mm-hmm. he's sort of done a similar genre in both of his. Well, they're very different songs, though, to be fair. He has sort of done, I mean, Highway to Hell is definitely a very different song yeah. to this one. This one's more of a sort of slow, lovey-dovey ballad, but it's still sort of, I mean, I don't really know either of the songs very well, but they do sound like they're from a similar... Do you know both of the songs?
I do not know either song.
No, neither do I, but they do sound
not well
like
enough. Like, I've heard them, but I don't yeah. know them well enough to be like, oh, yeah, I know that song.
Well, I wonder if he's sort of stuck in a certain era... Because, I mean, if I just... Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no harm in me quickly looking it up. If I just look up Highway to Hell and find out when that's from. What was the name of the second song? It's called Glory of Love.
Glory, yeah.
Glory of Love. That's it. So I just wonder, sort of... yeah, so Highway to Hell is by AC/DC. Sounds like I should know that. Yeah, that's, yeah, 1979, that says, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, well, yeah, might as well be. Yeah. Yeah, and you've got Glory of Love is 1986. So, if that's the same one. Or actually, it does say that there is another one. So, The Glory of Love. And that's 1936.
It was the Peter something or another version.
The Peter or something. Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, it's 1986. So, I wonder if because he's a certain... I mean, it could have nothing to do with his age. It could just be a personal preference. But I wonder if he's sort of stuck in a certain era that might be difficult to get him to branch out into other eras. And obviously, it might not be sort of like the most legit critique to give, but we have to sort of base this on the fact that we've only heard him sing twice. So
twice,
it may have,
yeah.
yeah, you because that's the thing, you have to be really careful with your song choice. You have to make sure that you're sort of picking something that's completely different. And whereas it was different in the way it sounded, I'm not sure, you know, they're from a similar type of era. So
see, I kind of also feel like this might not be the best style
yeah.
for his voice, and he needs to find the style that works for him. Because I mean, some people. Like, I know, myself included, like, I know what my style is. Mm. I am a show tune girl. That is my style.
Yeah.
I cannot do rock. I cannot do country. Well, I can kind of do country, but I don't like doing country. So I don't yeah. do country. I can't do, like, pop. I'm not very good at, like, but I know that my style is show tunes. And this just might not be his style, and he might have to just find
yeah,
a style that works.
Yeah, I think that the AC/DC song was actually better suited to him. I was thinking mm-hmm. that maybe he should do some, I mean...
It's a little bit more rock, then.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's that, but I also think he'd be quite good at doing some Marvin Gaye and some Stevie Wonder and, like, all that kind of stuff. But there's people as well that are more modern that he could do. I think he might be quite good at doing something like CeeLo Green, you know, because I think he could put a spin on that would be... quite his own. I wonder if that would be sort of people would vote for that. I don't know, I'm thinking of things that he'd be good at, but I just don't know if other people would vote for it. I mean, would you vote for it?
This I would not vote for this.
No. So yeah, that's the thing. I wonder if we got him doing some more some different things, like maybe some sort of Stevie Wonder, some Marvin Gaye, some CeeLo Green, some sort of like stuff like that he could put his own spin on. I wonder if people would vote for that, but that's something we'll have to think about. Okay, so we shall move on to the next person. We've got a lot of boys in my category. It was completely accidental, but the next person is Blueman39, who is a new member to VH, so somebody that we won't have heard singing very much. So
I've heard him sing before, but just not much.
Oh, have
much,
you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this will be interesting then. Okay, so let's have a listen to him.
Good morning, Mr. Sunshine. You brighten up my day. Come come sit beside me in your way. I see you every morning outside the restaurant, the music plays so nonchalant. Lonely days, lonely nights, where would I be without my woman? Lonely days, lonely nights, where would I be without my woman? Lonely days, lonely nights, where would I be without my woman? Lonely days, lonely days,
lonely nights. Lonely nights.
Where would I be without
lonely
her
days,
now?
Lonely days.
Thank you very much, Blue Man 39. I like Blue Man 39's voice. I think he has a nice quality to it.
I do as well, but it was kind of hard to pick him out in this from the harmonies in the backtrack. Like, that was my biggest issue, was there was not, like, a moment when he was not, like, it was almost like he had, like, a crutch on the background vocals, like, because there was not a moment without the background vocals in it.
Yeah, the backing vocals were way too loud. The sort of backing track was too loud. Just ever so slightly, just drowned him out a little bit. So I was really grateful for the bit at the end where he did some stuff by himself. And
different from that.
Yeah, I mean, he sounds good. I mean, he's got a good sounding voice, and I think that I can think of so many ways in which, you know, I could. I mean, I hate using that expression, train him up, but I don't know what else to say. Sort of like, you know, give him some advice to work on, you know, to work on it. I think I could give him a lot of advice, but it really would depend on what everybody else is like, because we've got two more gentlemen coming up, and I don't know sort of how he's going to compare to them, because I've heard both of them sing before and they're pretty good too. So yeah, I'm not sure, because his vocals aren't really very, very strong. I mean, it wasn't just the fact that the backing track was a bit loud. It was towards the end there. He did have moments of a bit more strength, but I'm not sure he's really supporting his voice enough with his breathing. And Yeah, and that could be something that we could easily work on. It's just a matter of
It was just kind of hard to be able to get a good grasp for him here because of the fact that those background vocals were so dominant. And also, I don't think it was best choice to display a voice on, both because of those vocals and because it was just a very repetitive song. I started tuning out halfway through, and it just wasn't something that kept interest. Maybe if he had done something like the part that did capture my interest again was at the end there, where he started changing it up a little bit, but the rest of it was just, okay, here's Blue Man singing with these background vocals exactly like they are.
It would have been a bit more impressive if it had done a little bit more with those backing vocals. With the sort of ad-lib bit at the end. If it had done a little bit more with that, it would have been a bit more impressive. Because obviously at this stage, you really need to show off what you can do so that, you know, so that I can pick you so that people will vote for you. And, you know, so, and I'm not sure that, like you say, this was the best song to sort of showcase that with. So, I guess we'll listen to, we've got Pharaoh next, or Pedro, Pharaoh, whatever you want to call him, Pharaoh. So
I thought, for a second there, I thought you said Pharaoh, and I was like, Pharaoh's in this competition? She's on your team, what?
Or do you mean Pharaoh, as in F-A-R-R-A-H?
Your accent, when you said Pharaoh, sounded kind of like you said Pharaoh, and I was like, Pharaoh, what? I don't know her in my email inbox.
Dylan Collins has a Pharaoh. She's on his team, but I have Pharaoh. So how would you say it?
It's that? Pharaoh.
Pharaoh. Okay.
Pharaoh. That's my American accent. Pharaoh.
Pharaoh. See, I would say Pharaoh, and then Farah is how I would say her name with a double R. But never mind. silly little giggle there. Okay, so you will listen to Pharaoh next, and we'll see what he has got to offer us.
My true love was true, and I of course replied, something here inside cannot be denied. And they said something, oh, who love are blind, and oh, when your heart's on fire, you must realize tomorrow can't friends deride, tears I cannot hide, and oh, so I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes. Smoke gets in your eyes.
Okay, so Pharaoh, thank you very much. I think This is another person who's got a really, really good sounding voice, really nice quality to his voice. Mm-hmm. And he's definitely got a lot of technique, but I wonder if he overuses it a little bit. I don't know what you think of that.
See, I don't know if he overuses it as much as he's not using his mic correctly.
Well, yeah, there is that too.
That was like the biggest glaring danger, yeah. Danger Will Robinson that I had going on. Yeah, was because yeah. I know for a fact he has the same kind of mic as me. So I know that you can belt like that on a Yeti without it topping out like that. You just need to learn the proper way for your the Yeti definitely. To pick up your voice on those kind of things.
Yes, definitely. That's a difficult thing to do, but yeah, you can. You can definitely do it. I think that's an easy thing to correct. So as far as sort of having him on the team and helping him, you know, sort of like getting him through the competition and having him as a potential winner is concerned, I mean, that's an easy thing to fix as long as we keep in touch with each other and have some really good communication between, you know, the contestant and the mentor. We can fix that really easily. So, but yeah, I wonder if sometimes he does. That was my thing. Because I can't always tell about the microphone peaking like that, because my headphones do it. Even when there's no peaking, my headphones do it. It's really annoying. I really do. But I looked the other day and I couldn't find any decent ones. So anyway, that's beside the point. So I think that he's got a lot of potential. I think he's already very, very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's an awful lot that really needs to be improved. I think it'll be interesting if he gets through, if I pick him for the final four, I think it'll be really interesting to give him some, like, what song choices we could give him. I think there's a lot we could do with him. That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Because I really think that, because he has kind of the whole package going on in my eyes.
Yeah.
Because he's got a good voice. He's got good quality. He seems to, from what I've heard from him, have a pretty good knowledge of multiple genres or multiple styles, because I've heard him sing a wide range of things. And I've heard him sing them all pretty darn good as And he has emotion behind what he says. Like, you really believe him and you feel what he's saying. Yeah. So he kind of has everything, in my eyes, at
least. Yeah, I think, well, we've got one more gentleman tonight, so we shall have a listen to him. And I think it's going to be tough because we've got two girls, but we've got 5 boys. So it's going to be an interesting competition between the boys.
You've got the testosterone team over here.
Yeah, we have testosterone definitely. And it's going to be. I think although it isn't really sort of boys versus girls or boys v boys and then girls v girls, but I think, you know,
at the same time, you want to have a well-rounded team.
Yes, exactly, that's what I mean. So when you've got lots of strong boys, then you're going to need to choose between them, and a lot of them may sound kind of similar, because I'm pretty certain Will, who we're going to listen to next, Will does have a good quality to his voice as well. I think the Blue Man 39, Pharaoh, and Will all have very similar sounding voices, so we're going to have to. No, it's going to be difficult, but we shall listen to Will next.